Welcome. This is Lauren Brownstein, and you are listening to the Small and Mighty Fundraising Minute. I'll be sharing some quick hits of inspiration and information to help you and your organization thrive. If you want more tips and tools, please go to pitchconsulting.com, that's PITCHconsulting.com, to join the Small and Mighty membership program. Each year, I am trying to select a word of the year, a word for me to keep in mind in my work life and my personal life, my home life, all of it. For 2019, I started the year by declaring that my word was abundance. And I would say that it was a year of abundance. It definitely was true. There was a lot of living happening in 2019. Some ways expected, some ways not so expected. Financially, which is the most obvious way of looking at this, I guess, it was a good year. It wasn't a fantastic year. It wasn't a terrible year. It was solid. And I got to work with some excellent clients. I had fun with a couple of side hustles that I run. I really got to be involved in some great projects and try some new things. Work life definitely felt abundant. There was also a lot going on in my personal life and my family life, some of it really positive and wonderful, some of it really hard and not so great, some of it really stressful. So in terms of abundance, yes, there was a lot of life happening in 2019, a lot of life. So as I've been reflecting on the year and thinking about my word for 2020, I have come up with what that word is. And now I'm thinking about what does that look like for work life, personal life, etc. My word for 2020 is ease. I want to feel a greater ease with my workload, my household, my friends and family, and my sense of comfort with my own decisions. I expect to work hard and I want to reap the benefits of working hard, but I don't want it to feel so hard. I want to feel more like I'm going with the flow of life and not against it. And one of the big questions that I'm thinking about that applies both to my life and to the clients that I work with is, can you have this sense of ease and still have focused effort and hard work? You know, I would never tell one of my nonprofit clients not to work hard. But I think we all know that if you're loving what you're doing and if it's going well, it doesn't feel quite so hard. So I want to think about what this means over the course of the year and figure out how to have an abundant life and how to work hard, but also to do that with ease and have things maybe come a little more easily. So those are the things I'm thinking about for 2020. And if you have any thoughts about this notion of ease, I would love to hear them. I have a blog post about this on my website at pitchconsulting.com. So feel free to hop over there and leave a comment. Thank you, and wishing you a very happy, joyful, abundant, and ease-filled 2020. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you are not already a subscriber, I encourage you to please subscribe to this podcast. The more subscribers we have, the more people will hear about it. And please head over to pitchconsulting.com for more ideas, inspiration, free tips, and information about the Small and Mighty membership program, which has incredible resources for small to mid-sized nonprofits or nonprofits of any size. Thanks.